give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell us. Sing it for me now. Jesus.
Jesus is real to me. No other will ever be as good as He is to me.
Yeah.
I know that He's real. Shall I be real?
Jesus. Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Just talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. And no other. I'm good. I know that He's real.
This is Elder Patty Brewer of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. 13 years and counting. Look what the Lord has done. Happy anniversary, JHOM.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Elder Deacon, Elder Patty Brewer, who's also the director of the Women's Ministry and the secretary of the board of directors for the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. Hello, everybody. As Elder Patty said, 13 years we're celebrating today that JHOM has become a 501c3 incorporated ministry. Now, JHOM, the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, is a ministry that does not have a brick and mortar church. We're a church without walls. We're online only. And the Spirit of the Lord came to me with a vision of what He wanted me to do with this ministry and how He wanted me to set it up to be online only, to never open a building, but to always offer services over the internet and only offer services over the internet. We have a full-scale, with all the help that He has sent, we have a men's ministry, women's ministry, young adults ministry, Bible study. We have, oh boy, you know, we have, of course, the radio show. And so what we have tried to do with is give you different ways to receive the Word of God. It's like having a buffet. And so you might not get it through the mixes, you might not get it through certain songs, but you might get it through Bible study, or you might get it through a video message, or you might get it from one of the Facebook posts. We do have pages for all of the ministries, as well as the Facebook main page for Journey Home Outreach Ministries, and we have a prayer page. Now, instead of you looking all over to try to find everything we have, we also have a smart app for your phone, whether you have an Apple or Android. You can go to Google Play, or you can go to Google Store, or Apple Play, I think it's called. But anyway, you just go to jhom.org. That's jhom.org. And up at the top, you will see smartphone app downlink. And you go there, and it'll walk you right through to receiving our app. And there you will get everything that JHOM does. It also has a Bible there. So when you're in Bible study, or you listen to the show and I'm giving the word, or whatever you're doing, or just need access to it, you will have a Bible that's accessible to you. And not only does it do, it's accessible, it dictates to you as well, in case you don't feel like reading, or reading English is not necessarily your first language. All right, everyone. Oh, we have to get into the reading of the word, because it is for the glory of God that Journey Home Outreach Ministry exists. You know, we have had some trying times. It hasn't been an easy 13 years, but it's been a fulfilling 13 years. And what I mean by that is that when you doing the work that God has called you to do, it is effortless. It is effortless, everyone, because he is giving you, just like Noah building the ark, he's giving you all of the diagrams. He gives you exactly how he wants it. He tells you everything. The key is, do we listen and not put our own self into it, is the key when it comes to following God's will in your life. All right. Before I start, before I get into the word, I want to congratulate and let you guys know that Spiritual Peace, who has been a longtime artist for JHOM, will have a listening party on the 20th of February at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Watch out your social media links, and on the app, I will be sending out a notice to remind everyone about Spiritual Peace. I can't wait to hear his new album and talk to him and see how the Lord has blessed him. He's been with us about 10 years. Also, we want to give a congratulations out to Shining Star, Afrida Davis, who graduated recently from Roosevelt and just received her first job. We are so very, very, very proud of the people who have come through JHOM. God bless you guys in your continued endeavors. All right, everybody, it is time for the reading of the word. We're going to be coming from 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. And it says, as we begin to command ourselves again, commend ourselves again, or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendations to you or from you? You yourself are a letter within, written on your hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but in the tablets of the human heart. Such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competency comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of new he has made us competent as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Ooh, excuse me for stumbling through that, everybody. You know I'm going to giggle behind it. 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter, 1st through the 8th, 1st through the 6th verse. And what it's talking about is that, you know, we don't do any of this work, and whoever's doing ministry work, it is not done for us to get recommendations, for us to get accolades for what we're doing. It is done for us to show what Christianity is about, because people will see it written on your heart. People will know by your actions if you are from Christ. You are a letter from Christ. His light shines through you. So if people want to verify whether you are for real or not, they have to look for the evidence of Christ in your life. And it's the result of the ministry of Christ, not your individual ministries, but your ministries of Christ. And again, this is not written in ink or on but in the spirit of the living God. It's not on tablets of stones, but on the tablets of the human heart. The word of God is written on your heart, everyone. It's very important for us to understand that what we're doing, what we're showing, what we're shining, what we're talking about is all being radiated through Christ that is within us. When you accept your Savior as your Lord and Savior, He becomes part of who you are. He becomes your all in all. He changes you. And when you talk about I've been changed, that means you are a new person, and that you have a different conviction, that you actually have different things that bring you joy that didn't bring you joy before, but they shall bring you joy now. And so I'm going to keep reading on, because again, we went all the way to the 6th verse. So it says, such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we are confident in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competency comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. When he says that, he's like, not of the letter of the law. Jesus is not to go by the letter of the law. Stop being so stringent. It's about the spirit. The letter of the law kills. The spirit of God gives life. It is about living by the spirit. They are spirit. And so that's the way you connect with them. That's the way they guide you. That's the way you know, because it's written on your heart. He unleashes those things so you will know exactly what God expects from us. You know, when God came to me to even form this ministry, I took a moment, paused, and then ran for 8 years, because this is not something that I thought that I was worthy to do. And believe me, the world made me feel that way as well. But God, when he calls you to do something, he calls you to do it, and he equips you. And 13 years later, we are celebrating that we have served the children of God for 13 years. And by the grace of God, we're going to keep going as long as he wants us to give glory to his holy name. We are going to come back to the reading. We're going to come back to a whole lot of things. Everybody, this is a celebration of God. It is definitely a celebration of God. It's not a celebration of anything else, but this is his ministry. Before I go to the next welcome, when the board of directors meet, they pray, saying that this ministry doesn't belong to any of us. It belongs to God. And that is the way JHOM rolls. Okay, everybody, here is one more message, and then we're going to roll into some music. Here we go.
Happy anniversary from Roz Ross, president of JHOM.
All right, you're getting married. You're hearing some of the voices behind who works and keeps JHOM going. That was our president, Roz Ross. And definitely very glad that she is at the helm of this ministry and taking it to different levels. All right, I can talk all day, but we're not going to talk. We're going to celebrate. Praise the Lord. This whole thing is about giving him glory because this is his ministry that lasted 13 years, okay? So, first of all, what do we want to hear? Well, since we're going to be just talking about living by the Spirit, talking by the Spirit, being by the Spirit, knowing that God is and Christ is real, we're going to play Convinced by and this is Let Them Know by Convinced, and it's produced by our very own DJ Shaheem. Everybody, here we go.
This is the Rapture Beat.
Jesus Christ, yeah. I just came to say the name. Yeah, your boy's a rapper, do not expect me to play the game. Nah, he beat death, he beat death. David Blaine, if my faith is crazy, then my game plan is to stay insane. Yeah. They say to keep it to yourself, don't rap about religion. It might offend somebody, not everyone is a Christian. But that's the very reason that I'm out here on my grind. Christ allowed me to see, so don't tell me not to help the blind. We're going after things that Christ told us to go against. How can we say we believe in a God, then go and live life like he don't exist? They just don't understand that we can get life that's eternal. Yeah. So I can sit back and say nothing like I'm Joe Paterno. I'm back on the raps that attack with these cats, and crack in the back of the sack when they yak about caps and the women they tap. I don't give a crap that you did all of that. They come to their max, they come to their strap, they bang in the caps, they bang in the sack. I cow with their whack and I'm picking up slack, and the kingdom is here and we're taking it back.
Yeah, I really want you, my baby, and
a big deal, so I refuse to sit still. The gospel changed my life and I am so convinced that it's real. There is one God who is ruling with authority. He's only at the bottom when we're listing our priorities. I mean, really, how do we expect to grow in Christ when we turn all our time and our attention to our social life? Worried about our Twitter and how many people follow us, but the fact that we sinned against God, that'll really bother us. God sent his son for us, but we're taking that for granted. We deserve to ride in hell, and I don't think we understand it. How many of us opened up our Bible in the last week? God is like Rosa Parks, we put him in the back seat. That's so wrong. I mean, something's gotta give, cause this is not the way that Christ intended for us all to live. We were sinners from beginners till he came down to surrender. So our lives do not mean nothing unless he is at the center. Let's go! Look, he is holy, he's sovereign, he's perfect, he's love. We're nothing, we're sinners, we're purchased by his blood. And on the day that we're judged, we're gonna stand there blameless. So we'll suffer and we'll battle and we'll die to make him famous. I don't care about what my name is, and I don't care if you heard of me. I'm that Jesus freak that ain't gonna stop until they murder me. Yeah, homie, we living for eternity. We rep the Alpha and Omega, that ain't no fraternity. No, it's a lifestyle, not a religion. It ain't just on Sunday mornings, it's the way that we are living. You can't be smoking and drinking and call yourself a Christian. You have gotta understand that it's a full-time mission. So go and lock me up, I will not deny his name. Stone me just like Stephen, homie, I know that to die is gain. Check. And you can put that on my headstone, but till then I'll be killing beats like Dr. Dre's headphones.
All right, everybody, that was Let Them Know by Convince. And we're going to keep rolling on with the show. Next up on the mic is Break Free by Project Oasis. And here we go.
For sin in this drought, boy, that's treason. The Israelites wandered through that desert 40 years for a reason. Even Adam and Eve, when tempted and deceived by that serpent that the tree did eat, and was incited into enlightenment. Consequence, the fall, evicted out of Eden. But autumn events couldn't prevent the one who interceded. Though coldly mistreated, the sweet blood was pleaded to cover the deep-seated depravity of humanity. Vanity of vanities, the life without God, Jesus Christ the Lord. See, I know this life is hard. Snakes up in your yard, even in the winter, they below the surface like some sharks. Hard to make the part like a nappy head, but instead of trying to shoot him dead, give him bread and give him shed. And on his head, you would tread like a sled. That being said, we made it through the darkest night. Blossom like a butterfly, take flight with the rights, liberation.
Everybody, that was Break Free by Project Oasis. And if you're just joining me and you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show, I'm the presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we are here for the 13-year anniversary of JHOM. Today we are 13 years old, and we are so humbled and grateful that God has given us the opportunity to do this for 13 years. It has been It has been, right, when it's God, it's very hard to explain, but it has been an absolute pleasure to meet and work with so many different people who have been through JHOM, to meet and talk to so many different people who have been benefited from JHOM. As the presiding pastor, I have to say that God loved me enough to allow me to do this, because it is something that brings me great completeness. It makes me feel one with the Lord. All right, next up, everybody, we have another greeting. Here we go. Let's see.
Hey, you guys. You're probably wondering how we made it to 13 years. Yeah, that's right. It was God's plan. Happy anniversary from DJ Shaheem to the Sister Pucci Outreach Ministry and the Youth Adults for Christ show. May the Lord continue his growth throughout our devoted ministry in praise and worship. Happy anniversary.
All right, everybody. You're getting voices to names. That was our very own DJ Shaheem wishing us a happy anniversary. All right, we're going to roll into, before we roll into anything, I'm going to read the reading of the word again. But before I do that, one of the things I want to read to you is our mission statement. Okay, the mission of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries is the same mission Jesus gave his followers. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Journey Home Outreach Ministry is dedicated to preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ and encouraging the greatness in others. We hope to encourage each person to discover their God-given talents by gaining a deeper and more personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Each of us has a role to play within our communities. And the closer we walk with our Lord, the more love and blessings we can bring to our communities. So we ask that you join JHOM as we crusade for Christ. We join us by listening to the shows, downloading the app, getting into the mixes, and definitely seeding into the ministry. You can do that at jhom.org. All right, let's get to the reading of the word coming from 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter, the 1st through the 6th verse. And it reads as so. Who are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendations to you or from you? You yourself are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but in the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of the human hearts. Such confidence we have through Christ before God, not that we are confident in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competency comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not the letter of the law, but the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. It's not about the letter of the law, everybody. It's about your spiritual life. Hook up with the Spirit, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, everybody, and your life will be all brand new. All right, it is time for the Sister Pucci Gospel House Mix for our 13-year anniversary made special. This is a 25-minute mix, so you just sit back like I am, kick back, and relax and enjoy the mix. Don't forget the purpose of the dance mix. One, it is forcing you to focus on God, Christ, or the Holy Spirit, that great Trinity, for 25 minutes this time. As you are focusing on them, you are thinking about all the things that God has done for you. And then I want you to start praising him for it. Using the beat, using the music, using the rhythmic, just start thinking and praising him and let loose. Before you know it, you'll be dancing like David. And David danced out of his clothes, everybody. So God wants us to dance and celebrate. Get off your feet if you can. Everybody, here's the 13-year anniversary mix for JHOM, and here we go.
Yeah. church lady. Can you save her prayer?
DJ.
All right, everybody. That was Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix for our 13th anniversary. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you were able to get up and rejoice and celebrate the Lord, because this is what this is all about. You know, everything that is done through this ministry is done to give God the glory and the honor and the praise, and to let people know that Jesus is the way. He is the way. He is the way. And I know if you're listening to me, no matter where you are, all around it, throughout the country, I mean, throughout the world, Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. So is God. And so just keep holding on to his hand that never changes. Never, ever, ever changes. And everything would just be fine. All right, everybody, we got one more greeting. Let's see what it's about. Here we go.
Happy anniversary from Andrew Gwe, Director of Men's Ministry. God bless you.
All right, that was the Director of the Men's Ministry, Andrew. All right, of course, and I'm not going to just keep playing them all night, so that's going to be the last one for tonight. I know we have many other team members as well, but everyone is excited about what God is doing with this ministry and what he's allowing us to do as stewards over his kingdom and his part. That's JHOM. And so, again, I am humble, and I want to thank everyone for all the support over the last 13 years. You know, support is not only monetary. It's also giving me encouragement, you know, especially with my health conditions, to, you know, helping me to go on, because you're listening, and I thank you for it. JHOM thanks you for it, and God definitely blesses you for it. All right, everybody, it's time for our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem's. This is his celebration mix for our 13-year anniversary, and here we go.
Spinning on the ones and twos, it's DJ Shaheem.
Everywhere we go, woo! People want to know, yeah, how we get that shine and how did we get that glow.
Yo, say.
Everywhere we go, woo! People got to see.
Y'all ready?
How we set me free and how we
shining down on me like, oh my God. Oh my God, I just lose control like, oh my God. Oh my God,
I just lose control like.
Been a minute, yeah, yeah. Grace sufficient, yeah, yeah. Can't believe all the blessings and the favor, yeah, yeah. Thanking God, yeah, yeah. Every day, yeah, yeah. And I'm grateful he's still holding me together, yeah, yeah. Blows my mind, yeah, yeah. All the time, yeah, yeah. When I think about the love that he's shown, yeah, yeah. So amazed, yeah, yeah. Give him praise, yeah, yeah. I was bound, he broke the chain, set me free, yeah. Mercy, mercy, mercy me, had his hand on me, dirty, dirty like the South, now your boy missed it clean, had a slice of humble pie, yeah, I licked the fork clean, OMG, OMG,
my God,
yeah, he did it for me.
Setting free and how
shining down on me like, oh my God.
get stronger.
Think about the love that he gave me.
That he gave me.
I lose control and it drives me crazy. Everywhere we go, people gotta see how he set me free and how he
shining down on me like oh my God.
Oh,
You're in the mix. The DJ Shaim.
Song to the one who's been
All right, DJ Shaheen. Bringing home the gospel mix for us for our big 13th anniversary show. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is our 13th anniversary show, and we're just celebrating the fact that God has allowed us to work in His kingdom for this long. And everybody, no matter how hard it gets for me or what I'm limited to in my physicalness, He made sure this ministry went on by sending a team that takes care of everything that's JHOM. I am, like I said, as you know, I'm the presiding pastor, so I get to just concentrate on the word of the Lord. Okay, that's speaking of the word of the Lord, let's get back to it before we end the show. I want everybody to think about it, marinate on it. I want you to pray to the Holy Spirit for revelations, and I want you to pray to God for wisdom, because He says whoever wants wisdom, He'll give it to it freely. So just ask Him for it, and you'll become wise in the word. Remember, the word is written on your heart, everyone. It is not what is interpreted by me. It's what is written by on your heart, and the Holy Spirit reveals to you. But I read in the mighty name of Jesus, 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter, the 1st through the 6th verse, and it goes, Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, like some people, letters or recommendations to you or from you? You yourselves are letters written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of the human hearts. Such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competency comes from God. He made us competent as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter of the law, but the Spirit, for the letter kills, and the Spirit gives life. It is not too of the letter of the law, everyone. It's the Spirit that's behind it. Go to Elder Faye's Bible study. She talks about the messages of the Bible, and that is so, so very important for us to understand. But definitely read on this. What it is all saying is that everything we do is for the glory of God. And I want you to know that everything that JHOM does is not for me to get praise. It's not for the team to get praise. It's for our Lord to get praise. It's for our Savior to get praise. And it's for others to be able to look and see the evidence of Christ, saying that we are a letter of Christ. We don't need recommendations or commendations or pats on the head for what we're doing. What we're saying is that we are the letter. We are the recommendation, because everything is a result of Christ's ministry. And through that, we are able to confidently go before God. Not for ourselves, but for Christ. We can confidently go before our Father. So as ministers of the new covenant, and that's just the new agreement with Christ, that He would be the new redemption system. God is trying to reconcile us back to the Garden of Eden, reconcile us back to Him, and pretty much just get us back to where we were supposed to be. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this show. Don't forget, coming up on the 20th of April. Oh, sorry. Ooh, yeah, it's time for me to go. Coming up on the 20th of February, remember the listening party for DJ Shaheen, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, everybody, I am out of here. I again want to just say thank you to everyone who listens live, who listens later, from the bottom of my heart and from JHOM. Thank you for a fabulous 13 years. And we are here to continue to serve you. May God keep and bless you. Go to jhom.org. Download the app. Make a donation. Even if it's a dollar, it doesn't matter. Sow into the ministry. Everybody, you will be blessed. I'm going to roll out of here, or no, I'm not rolling. We're going to roll out of here. We always roll out of here with Society Hill Music, with Heart Great Thar Art. Everybody, enjoy, 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 and I will see you next time. All right, peace.